Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to our next episode of Mobility Via Podcast, a KPMG Tax Radio podcast series covering a range of global mobility topics from remote work to talent management, business strategies, tax matters, and mobility technology, just to name a few. I'm Wayne Suntirarat, a managing director in our Global Mobility Services Practice, or GMS, where I get the privilege to lead innovation activities. Today, I'll be your host for this episode of Mobility Via Podcast, in which we'll be discussing the next frontier of global mobility, generative AI, or Gen AI for short. Joining me today are my colleagues, Brian Samick, an experienced mobility consultant and current market lead for Gen AI at GMS, and Steve Herlocker, a partner in the GMS practice and current co-sponsor for the Gen AI at GMS team. So Gen AI is an exciting and evolving technology, and it's sparking an evolution of our services and solutions right along with it. And in today's episode, we'll get a glimpse of KPMG's perspectives of our Gen AI journey through our two guests and discuss a few initiatives underway for our broader practice and its implications for our clients. So let's start with our vision. Steve, can you share what our vision is?
Yeah, absolutely, Wayne. Simply put, we're looking to do more. Our vision is to expect more, which means being more engaging, more efficient, and adding more value to our clients.
And thanks, Steve. That's a great perspective, one that addresses the promises of productivity and tackles the fear of replacement head on. Brian, can you tell us a bit more about this vision?
Yeah, absolutely, Wayne. So our focus is to leverage generative AI to enhance our clients' experiences, streamline our processes, both internal and external, ultimately deliver more value to our clients. We want to use AI to augment our capabilities and drive innovation in the mobility industry, and certainly want to make that apparent to all of our existing clients and potential future customers.
That's great, Brian. Can either of you provide a few examples of how we will leverage Gen AI for our teams and for our clients?
One way we plan to leverage Gen AI is by leaning on the ease of using these LLMs to elevate some of the things we're already well known for, such as the trust in our global mobility tax expertise. KPMG is the only Big Four with a dedicated global mobility team embedded in our national tax office, which we call our GMS, Washington National Tax Team. Over the years, this team has built an incredible repository of knowledge and expertise in global mobility, which we feel is really unmatched in the industry. Using Gen AI, we will soon put this knowledge in the hands of our professionals in a way that makes it much more accessible than anything we've had in the past. As our professionals use these models to access this data, we expect that every team member will be able to provide clearer and more robust tax advice to our clients more quickly than ever before. We're also committed to building trust in our generative AI approach, and as we roll out this solution, we'll keep a human in the loop to sign off on all technical positions, similar to how we deliver advice today. And as our professionals interact with these models, we'll understand the right personas and prompts to use to drive the most accurate and consistent results. Only after we know that we can trust the outputs internally will we expand this access of this knowledge base to our clients. Once we're there, we think this will be a true revolution in the marketplace where clients can access KPMG's trusted tax expertise on their schedules.
Yeah, I'll take another example myself atop what Steve just mentioned. We're exploring how Gen AI can help us understand our clients' needs better as well. You know, what we want to do is make employee interactions more meaningful and ultimately more engaging. Our goal here is to use AI to uncover insights that help us as KPMG drive strategic decision-making for our clients. And one example our team has had top of mind is to help our clients evolve their mobility program policies. So LLMs, or large language models that Steve referenced in his example, the goal here for clients is we can intake there are multiple policies that they have from a mobility perspective. And each of those policies has related procedure documentation comprising unique data around that policy. And basically what we create is a sort of data repository, like a data lake that these LLMs can reference. And on the front end, client employees are accessing and interacting with these LLMs, such as OpenAI, ChatGPT, as they put in information and questions and receive policy advice. That advice is not generic, right? This LLM is understanding each individual employee's unique assignment or travel situation and providing back very tailored, precise mobility service information that is also referencing the policy that that person might be on. And as that employee continues to respond more and more to the model, providing feedback, what we're looking to do is gauge employee satisfaction or potentially additional concerns around the policy-specific advice that that employee is being given based on the feedback that they're putting into the LLM. And the goal here is we collect this information, not just from one employee, but several hundred, not just one client, but dozens of clients potentially. And we basically create new, unique trend information sitting in that data repository. And from there, we now have a baseline in which we can provide more strategic recommendations to our clients who are involved with this experience around what they can do for their policies moving forward. So again, this example only happens uniquely with GenAI as a solution. It's because GenAI has a very evolved situational awareness, referencing extensive number of sources to collect data, and then putting that in combination with the unique employee interactions with the GenAI.
Those are great examples, Brian and Steve. A common theme I'm hearing about using AI is to really enhance capabilities to deliver professional services in a robust way. And you mentioned having a human in the loop earlier. Can you expand a little more on this concept of augmenting or enhancing human capabilities and services?
Yeah, that's a great question, Wayne. And it's pivotal to our GenAI strategy is the idea that we can enhance our human experiences in using GenAI. So for ourselves, we see AI kind of in three different roles. First is an assistant, one who can provide us valuable information, summaries, and reminders to help streamline tasks and honestly just manage our professional daily lives. Secondarily, we see GenAI as a coach. We can use it to understand sentiment and influence our own behaviors and how we do business. And then lastly, we see AI as a guardian, providing us all robust support, security, insights, and unique analytics.
Yeah, absolutely, Brian. Our trusted AI framework is really designed to augment the human experience, unlocking the unique potential that's inherent in all of us. It's not about using AI to replace anything that we're doing. It's here to empower us.
Well, Steve, that last point is really well said, using AI to empower us to do more. Well, thank you, Brian and Steve, for your perspectives. You've both been very insightful. And this concludes today's podcast episode. In future episodes, we'll continue to address the top of mind issues of interest around GenAI. In the meantime, we'd love to hear from you. If you have thoughts on today's podcast episode or ideas for future episodes, please send us an email at us-taxwatch@kpmg.com. And one final thanks to our audience for listening in. And until next time, remember to always expect more.